The death toll in a coal mine accident in northern China has risen sharply to 90 people. Chinese state media says search and rescue operations are still ongoing for at least 9 people who remain missing. The accident happened just before 8 p.m. local time Friday at the Liushenyu coal mine in Shanxi province. Local media said 247 workers were on duty underground. Reports had said about 200 miners were evacuated earlier today. Chinese President Xi Jinping has ordered an all-out search of those unaccounted for and treatment of the injured. He also urged a prompt investigation, stressing that those responsible must be held accountable. Local authorities are investigating the cause of the incident. China has enacted stringent regulations and safer practices since the 2000s to significantly reduce coal mine fatalities. For more insights, we're joined by CNA's Crystal Chia, reporting from Shanghai. Now, Crystal, can you tell us what's the latest on the situation?
So at least 90 people have been killed at the time of the blast. 247 workers were underground, most of them brought to the surface this morning. State media Xinhua has reported that the gas explosion happened on Friday after the mine issued a carbon monoxide alert. Now, the accident is estimated to be the deadliest coal mine disaster since 2009. This is happening in the central Chinese province of Shanxi in Qingyuan County, about 500 kilometers southwest of Beijing. Now, Shanxi is China's largest coal-producing province, accounting for about a third of China's overall coal production and employs a quarter of China's coal workers. Although China has improved its safety record in recent years, there still has been a steady stream of fatalities, such as this tragic incident.
And Crystal, could this incident trigger a broader crackdown or safety review across China's coal mining sector, you think?
So Chinese President Xi Jinping, like you said, has ordered all-out rescue efforts, urging authorities nationwide to curb major industrial accidents. He also warned of added seasonal pressures as China enters the flood seasons. These instructions echoed by Premier Li Qiang, calling for timely release of information and accountability. This accident again underscores persistent safety risks in mining and China's heavy industry. China produces more coal than the rest of the world combined. And even though authorities in recent years have stepped up safety measures and the death tolls have been reduced, there still has been very major accidents, often caused by gas explosions or flooding. And sometimes this has been blamed on this rush to increase capacity. And as a global mining hub, we have to remember that China's accidents are not just limited to the coal sector. In February, we saw a gold mine in Shandong province located in eastern China, leaving 7 people dead. So we will be watching out for China's mining regulator, the Ministry of Natural Resources, as well as other authorities to see if more stringent rules and regulations will be rolled out. Clara?
Thank you very much for that, Crystal. That was Crystal Chia reporting from Shanghai.